He was our original civil rights leader. He came here in the mid-1800s. He had the ear of presidents, but he cared about the janitor receiving equal pay for equal work, because also he was on the school board and he fought for equal education for everybody. He was our first elected black councilman, and it was an honor to be able to have the village named after him, because it symbolized the hope and values that he had in the community. So we start with Reverend Poindexter at the front. The quilt talks about Afro-Americans coming out of the slave experience, and then with the Great Migration and the sense of hope of coming to the North. It symbolizes a story of people and families, and that's what Poindexter represents for all of us today. But you can see the entire layout. It was 35 buildings. What made it so special was that in Poindexter, you had all the new modern amenities. You had a phone, and it was wired for phones, and you had tap and ranges, and you had steam heat. So this was the place to live. But those relationships grew. When I lived there as a young person with my young children, I could put my children in the yard. My neighbors watched over them. And my son could play in the courtyard. My neighbors watched over them. So it was that kind of community. We miss that today, don't we? And then this is a picture. You'll see a picture of Dr. Sherrard, who was internationally known. In fact, he saved my daughter from, she had hepatitis. And he realized that she was really very, very sick. He came up. I was living in Poindexter. He came to the house, and he immediately made sure that she got into a bucket of ice water to bring her temperature down immediately. And that prevented her from going and being paralyzed. So Dr. Sherrard was a marvelous person, but he was able to live in Poindexter during his residency at OSU. So we had many successful people come out of Poindexter Village in that experience. In fact, I was told that they used to have contests. Who kept their apartment up? and it was a big thing that it was kept up well. So you can see how it looked. And these buildings were built to last 100 years. So we're very sad that we have lost the majority, because Poindexter was, in its totality, would have been eligible for being listed as a historic area nationally. But you'll also see, while you're visiting here, you'll see a kitchen kind of reminiscent of that time when you came into Poindexter. The tap and range was brand new. That was a whole big deal. You know, back in those days, we had dow babies, and we washed their clothes, and we could wash them and iron them. And then there's a stove that it really got warm, but it was a toy that we played with. So you'll be able to see some of the artifacts of the day. And then, of course, Reverend Poindexter's reputation, symbolized by respect and the judicial element. So you'll see a little bit of that. And that's why we talked about hope, change, and rejoice and restore. These are all things that we want to remember. And these are the things we want to share with our young people, because they need to see what communities were really like. And this is an opportunity to take that one little snapshot moment in time, because I've worked on this project, 9 years, trying to save, before the village was demolished, we were trying to save the whole complex. So it's been 9 years of work of getting to this place, of having at least the two buildings so that we can have a museum.